Blog Talk Radio.
What was I supposed to explain anyhow? Oh, that N-word. Oh, you better sit down for this one. I gotta tell you this so that from tonight on you'll stop sinning. And as the bishop said, sin means hamartia, the original Greek, to miss the mark. It also comes from, in the English language, it's an archery term, where the archer would aim at a target with his bow and arrow. And if he missed his target, he was said to have sinned. God gave you a target. A good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. If you miss it, you sin. You see, most people don't even know what sin is, but I don't have time to get into it. They're sinning and don't even know what it is. And the most sinful people are the religious folks. Just busy missing the mark. Some not even shooting for it. I don't know if you can stand the mark. The mark is the absolute realization, I am God. And there is none beside me. It is absolute self-conscious oneness with God. Oh my goodness, such heresy. It is the God self-consciousness that Jesus exhibited. He was always saying, I am my Father. No, the flesh is not God. The intellect is not God. You see, don't go running off on that. Those are the people who go crazy. No man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost. That's a spiritual self-realization. And you see, when Paul was knocked from his beast on the Damascus road, and he said, who are you, Lord? The voice said, I am Jesus. That was self-revelation. That was not Christology. And the force of that divine self-knowledge knocked him off of his beast. What does that mean? Knocked him off of his fleshly, beastly identity. What was I supposed to explain anyhow? Oh, that N-word. Oh, you better sit down for this one. I gotta tell you this so that from tonight on you'll stop sinning. And as the bishop said, sin means hamartia, the original Greek, to miss the mark. It also comes from, in the English language, it's an archery term, where the archer would aim at a target with his bow and arrow. And if he missed his target, he was said to have sinned. God gave you a target. good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. If you miss it, you sin. You see, most people don't even know what sin is, but I don't have time to get into it. They're sinning and don't even know what it is. And the most sinful people are the religious folks. Just busy missing the mark. Some not even shooting for it. I don't know if you can stand the mark. The mark is the absolute realization, I am God. And there is none beside me. It is absolute self-conscious oneness with God. Oh my goodness, such heresy. It is the God self-consciousness that Jesus exhibited. He was always saying, I am my Father. No, the flesh is not God. The intellect is not God. You see, don't go running off on that. Those are the people who go crazy. No man can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost. That's a spiritual self-realization. And you see, when Paul was knocked from his beast on the Damascus road, and he said, who are you, Lord? The voice said, I am Jesus. That was self-revelation. That was not Christology. And the force of that divine self-knowledge knocked him off of his beast. What does that mean? Knocked him off of his fleshly, beastly identity. Every person who is in the body is riding a beast, and you know it. It's a beast, baby. I told them about it at the church uptown last week. It's a beast. It'll eat itself to death. Can't say that four-letter word in here. But anyway, a three-letter word. It'll sex itself to death. Wind us up now. See, that's what the scourge of STDs are about. People are being controlled by their beast. The beast will eat itself to death. The beast will work itself to death. The beast will worry itself to death. But when the self-revelation comes, I am Jesus, then mind falls off of that beast. And gets a new identity. Because when Saul got up from that ground after he was knocked off of his beast and had the self-revelation, I am Jesus. He got up and said, it's no more I.
Peace, God. What's going on?
Hey, peace, God. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm good. How you doing? Is everything going good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I'll be in town tomorrow.
Oh, that's
every
good,
man. Yeah. My daughter's awards program is tomorrow. So
that's awesome, man. Yeah, that's real special.
Yes, it is. Man, I had to replay that Ike.
Oh, man, I was just thinking about that clip. Man, that's a powerful clip.
I had to replay it.
CD, man. Especially the part when he did that.
To get the money. Huh?
Yeah, man, I like that, man. Cause he, I heard him say, when he said he got knocked off his beast, I said, wow.
Uh-huh.
Man, he's driving. Hey, I think if he had to did that in 2019, he can go ahead and say the cuss word.
Well, actually, he's not cussing in his stuff. He cuss. He say damn, hell, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he was doing that back
yeah,
in the
70s. Like you wouldn't have made it if he had said the whole he was already in trouble.
I like the part where he said you missed the mark when you don't know that you were God. You missed the mark.
Yeah.
That's good. I like man. That. I said, Joe, you missing the mark.
Yeah, man. That's a powerful one.
Uh-huh. And see, the thing is, a lot of people still ain't ready to call themselves God, to say, I am God.
Yeah.
They still have trouble doing that.
Yeah, then, like, he's trying to show them that it's the spiritual makeup of you that make you God. And see, that
yes.
The other parts of yourself, the esoteric anatomy,
right.
The spiritual
that's
anatomy
the
of man. You know, mm-hmm. but the beast is all, yeah, man, that he really going in. I got to hear that whole one.
I sent it to you. I sent it to you right there while I'm on the phone. It's actually four parts to it. It's called The Gift of Money 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's four parts to that. But I'll send it to you. Let's see. Yeah, I got all of them.
And see, man, even that's his real name, Ike.
It's Reverend. It's not Ike. Is like a short for his last name. It's
okay.
It's hard to pronounce. Ike Creota something. It's
okay.
He's got a funny last name.
Yeah,
unusual.
That name,
let's put it like that. Last name.
But that name Ike though, seems like everybody know what that name. Pretty.
Yeah, well, that's what they call him.
That's a pretty
far move. Ridgeland, South Carolina.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That name got a powerful energy, you know.
Yeah.
He got that big eye, you know, that make him a humanitarian. Then he got the K.
Mm-hmm.
They give him that intuition, you know what I'm saying, make him real intuitive. Then he got the E. That makes him exciting to everybody, you know. Because if you think about it, even that, you know, some people spoke highly of, I mean, I don't really trust no president. I'm sorry. But, you know, I heard a lot of black people, you know, a lot of older black people that they spoke real highly of President Ike. And, you know, I continue. You know, I know you went. You know what I'm saying? But man, that man had tremendous talent. Well, you know, he had some personal issues. But that's everybody got their own personal thing. You know, that they got to work on. You know, everybody got that. Now, you ain't gonna be here if you ain't. You know, if you don't have that. You know, that's why it's good. To look at each person and you become the five yourself. Because everybody has a component of this, you know. And so, like, I always look at, you know, spiritual people that I admire, you know. I always look at financial people I admire. I always look at people mm-hmm. on a physical level that I admire. And I always look mm-hmm. at people on the social level.
Right.
On the mental level, you know, the five parts that you want to perfect in this lifetime. And so, you know, mm-hmm. you might find a person that you admire mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, socially, mm-hmm. and you look at these five parts of them. But if you look at each one of them, they all got something wrong with them, but they super great in that one area. You know, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, the greatest on the physical level, but you know he great on the financial level too. But then the social level, I don't care for him. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find that we have that, but then if we want to be the tool on folk, we want to try to integrate them all together, become mm-hmm. the perfect man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we all got something in that, you know. We all do.
Yes,
and
yes.
Really, that's the whole point. And you're not supposed, you know, a lot of people get in their worshiping, because, like, I spend time studying all the deities. You know, they're all the same people. They all represent the same principles. People get upset and they worship them, and they're, oh, this person lived, and it's not important if these deities. What we're looking at is the principles in these deities, you know, what makes them powerful are these principles, these universal laws that they embody, these levels of consciousness that they represent. And you know, you'll see this story throughout time. All cultures, all religions, all have deities and principles that they you know, worship, that they appreciate. And you'll find we all like these principles. And the kids like them in the cartoons. You'll find the story everywhere, you know, the same story with the same people with the same principles. And so we have to embody them principles, you know, not get caught up in worshiping. And you can find these same principles in our brothers and sisters that walk on this earth. And that's why people admire them so much. You know, because they have mastered these particular principles, these particular traits that we all can master. And if you know, just like people worship it, these deities, you can tap into these principles that people have, these levels of consciousness, that to the point that you can actually connect with them on the astral realm and have conversations with them, you know. Mm. It's real deep, you know. And that's what it's about. Because I study, like, when I want certain things in my life, like certain principles that, you know, from the ancestors, from the various mythologies, and everybody swears that the one that pertain to their race are the ones that actually live, you know. Jesus really lived, you know. I mean, we find that all of them got the same numbers, day of the week, colors, because they represent frequencies and vibration. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're supposed to look at, you know.
Right.
And if we can do that, man, we'll be real powerful. You know, I might go a year with several deities, because I got a whole bunch of, you know, some of my family members would come out and I'm like, man, see all these statues and these different deities and principles. not worshiping nothing. I'm taking on these conscious levels. You feel what I'm saying? And then once I feel like I have soaked it in, then I might get into a whole nother set, you know? Because you can embody these principles, you know? And you see these same principles in all the cartoons, you know?
Yep.
You can see Superman is the Christ story. I was watching I like the Dragon Ball Z, the Super. I like that little show. It's pretty good, you know. And kind of was well, I'm watching it, and I'm looking at Goku's story, and Goku he had Christ's story. Hey, there's something. He gets sent to Earth. His Earth is destroying, and he get cast out of where he at, and then he comes to Earth, and he's saving all the Earthlings. He doing the same thing that Heruah Jesus did, you know, and his father dies, his mom, you know, it's deep. And that's why people love these, you know, why got these cartoons, and they the same story.
Yep.
The story told over and over. It's the same story, you know. And a lot of times you see the same story when you see the this awesome superior man that gotta do this thing. And see, that's why these brothers, we got to make sure that we true to our purpose. You see, you know, the mothers got to do, they have the principles out the body, but a man has to have a purpose. That's a great purpose that he's serving. And I'm got to be the same thing. It could be, you know, it don't have to be something like, you know, saving the earth, but it's something that he has to do, you know. But a lot of brothers have reduced themselves to chasing tail. You know, and you know, that's cool, but at the certain point is, well, you know, you ain't got to do it no more.
Right.
You know?
At a certain point, it's what purpose is it really serving for you? You know, with all of the issues we got out there that we got to resolve, chasing tail is one of the last things we need to be controlling our movements. And unfortunately, that's what's controlling a lot of our men. They're controlled by chasing females. Not for make a relationship, you know, and bring children up that have right knowledge, but just for the pure physical of it, you know?
That's right.
You see? So.
Because after a while, you realize, like, what else can it be besides that? You know, and, you know, you'd be surprised, brother. And unfortunately, most brothers that's their health, you know. Like, when I look over, like, the brothers we see in the day, the sisters take way better care of themselves. But usually, brothers, not all brothers, because you got some brothers that care about their health, you know, but a lot of them, the first thing they're concerned about is their nature. You know, like they coming for their blood pressure, it's not because the blood pressure is which can kill you. It's because the blood pressure medicine has taken the nature away. You see.
Yeah, that's important, bro.
Yeah, but you know, that energy is way more powerful than just sleeping with a sister.
Making a baby or having sex.
Yeah, we misuse that energy, you know. And we all done had our run. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I done had my run. We all done had our run, but the run ain't supposed to last forever. You know? It is because one ejaculation is like throwing away two cups of blood. It's just like just taking two cups of blood and throwing out one. You know, we gotta learn, and when we are sleeping and making love to our queens, we gotta save that seed. We can't just shoot it out. You know, that urge is there. Because really, you weaken yourself every time you bust, and you see it every day. You see older men, they barely can walk, and you got a sister pulling them around. Now a woman gets stronger each time she has an orgasm, you know, because when you're doing the tantric science, you holding it each time you could release. Which strengthens your body. Okay.
Right.
You want to at least try to do it 9 times. You can do it 12 times. And you can do that thing a couple of times out the year. Just instead of releasing, hold it back and make it an all night thing. You know, you really doing the science. You sharing your queen breath. You know, you gotta share each other breath. You connect and each time she releases, it actually heals her. Each time. And each time you hold it back and ejaculate, send it through your body instead of sending it out, you'll notice that it strengthens your body. You know. And you actually feel totally charged and energized. Now sometimes the sister gonna feel away about that. But a part of that is she gonna feel away because you ejaculate and she gonna feel away. But then on a deep level, she gonna respect your power, and she gonna realize that she can't weaken you. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of them don't like when you do that. But it's a deep love because you realize that you have mastered her. You see what I'm saying? Not only have you mastered, you've gotten stronger. A lot of fighters and boxers, they won't have sex for months. However, if they practice seminal retention, they are and actually have sex instead of shooting it out, they'll get stronger than they would by just not having sex. And like if you look at Shiva and Parvati, you know, you have to study these deities to understand tantric sex. You'll notice that, you know, when it took him centuries to master her, so to speak. And when he mastered her, he realized that he didn't have to shoot it all out. And this is how kings and powerful men were able to have so many women. They wasn't ejaculating in all of them. They was holding that seed. They weren't just exploding, you know. And that's the only way a man gonna be able to maintain that many women. you know. And mm-hmm. even when you study books on longevity, you'll find that that's a key component to living a long, strong life by not,
yeah.
by not ejaculating all the time. You see the Chinese guy that lived to be 256 years old, Li Qingyang, he used to go into whorehouse
mm-hmm.
and you know and sleep with all the prostitutes in the whorehouse and wouldn't ejaculate. You know, back in them days when, you know, in the 1800s, 1700s, maybe early 1900s, and even to this day, they're not as popular now, but they used to have them brothels and the whorehouses, you know. you know, but he used to go in them brothels and sleep with all the prostitutes in there. And he is quoted in the book. He didn't drop a drop of sperm didn't come out of him. You see, which strengthened mm-hmm. him. You see, 256 years old, documented. Chinese government did a celebration mm-hmm. for him every 50 years. You know, you gonna have some people like that ain't true, but so the whole government lied on him. You know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, even,
yeah.
I mean, they all, you know, I mean, you even see his picture. He wouldn't shoot it out. Because, see, just one drop of sperm, it takes 30 droplets of blood to make one drop of sperm. And they say that it takes, like, 2 steaks, 12 eggs, 3 cups of orange juice to replenish that ejaculation. I mean, you have to really, you know. And if you notice, like, when you was a young man, you notice that each time you ejaculate, a physical ejaculation, it the quantity decreases each time. And sometimes you do it too many times. As you start getting older, you feel a heaviness there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're young, you just be shooting it all out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you shoot it out so much that the body has to do something to preserve you, to protect your health. And it takes away and make you impotent, where you can't get erection. As a method
mm-hmm.
to preserve your youth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you take things to force an erection to further
mm-hmm.
deplete your body of nutrients instead of taking the time. Strengthen that part, you know. We have awesome, we have a product with nostrils that really feeds the male anatomy and it really gives nutrients.
What's the name of it?
Rhinoceros. It renews and it feeds that region because the key is. Is you losing so much from just shooting out your vital force, your chi energy. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was this real powerful man that depleted, lost all his chi, and you got certain things that can just deplete you with your life force, your chi energy. But nothing depletes it like too much ejaculating of the vital force. I was standing in one tantric book that with the monks in Tibet, when they burn certain bodies down as a mass, that the sperm doesn't even burn up in them, and they can make special charms from the master, which is left of him, or that vital essence. And it's the sperm, that vital force, you know, real powerful energy, and we got that energy, and really, this is the key to the man's true power. If he can hold this energy and take that same vital energy, and he can awaken things in him. It could even start that you won't see a man become incredibly successful till after the age of 50, because he's not wasting that mental fluid. Because it's a that's the same fluid that's in your spinal column. That's within your brain. Your brain is lubricated through these fluids, through these sexual fluids that you know, because we talk about it, and when you hear people talk about Kundalini energy, the Ayur Pingala, the serpents that travel up and down the spine, you know.
Right.
The male and female forces that reside, the serpents that the Bible talking about, are these fluids. It's the same fluid that Jesus in the Bible, when they on the Jordan River represents the spinal fluid that's within. And he goes up and he says to John the Baptist says, he's baptizing Jesus and say, "This is my son, who I am proud of." Well, that's that fluid, before you ejaculate, you have these 12 sperms, 13 of them, okay? Now and I'm guilty for doing this. I taught this when I was a school teacher. I said that all the sperm race. That's what they told us to teach the kids, and a lot of people believe it. All the sperm race to the egg, and whoever can get into this egg first fertilizes, and the baby is made. But the truth is that the twelve sperm, they get around the egg just like the council that you see. Because you gotta keep in mind, you got the astrology, then you got the alchemical things that go on inside your body. So on the alchemical level, you know, or astrological level, the 12 disciples on the 12 signs of the zodiac, right? And the sun is the sun. But on the alchemical level, we have to have them sitting at the table, the last, you know, at the supper, or you can say you're seeing this happen on the Jordan River. Well, the 12 sperms surround the egg. They crack the egg. And then the 13th one fertilizes the egg. You know, it's such a divine thing that when a woman is impregnated, it's a divine thing. It's deeper than what it appears. And these 12 sperms come around, they fertilize the egg. And that's why he said, "This is the son I'm very proud," because the sperm determines if it's a male or a female, but that sperm is chosen before conception even occurs. And the sperm before it ejaculates out, it goes up the spinal fluid, the joint river, goes up to see the Creator, bathed in the fluid inside of the brain, nourished by the pineal gland, goes back down the spinal column and back out as an ejaculation. That's a lot to do with the brother can't last up to 2 minutes. But it's a divine thing that's happening, Some things got to be moving fast sometimes. But,
right.
It's powerful how that occurs. And see, this is what's happening below. And above is the time that you were born. The astrological time. But then we got the alchemical thing that's happening below. The Bible covers all of this, but we play with these stories as if, and the stories are so powerful and so detailed that but on a low level, you're thinking it's a more story. We're just talking about these things that's going on within your body. There's a reason why these numbers and everything are down. Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
We got to preserve that seed if you want to be strong, and it also produces a stronger race of men.
Yep.
See, so like. It takes a sun cycle, 30 to 31 days to produce sperm. Now, you're always producing seminal fluid, but the sperm takes 30 to 31 days, a sun cycle, to produce.
Right.
A man should not ejaculate. It's good to do it, one ejaculation at max every 4 days. But it's better to multiply your age times 0.2. Man over 50, one ejaculation every 10 days. Yeah, sex all you want. You can do it all day, every day. In fact, if you can hold it 12, it's saying, one of my elders told me this, and they asked me, so you did that? He said, no, not yet. If you could go 144 days and not ejaculate and do it 9 to 12 times, and the old tradition said that you would have immortality, But in this day and age, ain't nobody going to have sex that much. Because I don't know nobody that got good. Usually by the time we get the age of consciousness to have sex like that, you got children, you working, you doing this. Ain't nobody going to do that for 144 days. Now, if I had known that in college, when I had the energy, that's all I was doing them days. I could have did it.
Right.
And you got
so you said, wait a minute, they have to do it 144 days straight, or is it just...
Yeah. That's in the Tibetan tradition.
Yeah.
Anybody that do that, I'm about to watch the game, right? Try to work on your,
you
got to
line them up.
You
got to have them
part
lined
of your
up,
body.
You got to have them lined up. Because this day with one woman 144 days straight, oh, man. She got to be on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah. And even after a while, because some sisters don't, the fluids, you know, they got to take better care of themselves because the fluids don't be there sometimes.
Yeah.
And see, that's the imbalance, you know. Now you, some of them you can wear them out, you know.
Yeah.
But
see, that's
there is
the thing,
thing,
you know.
Now, there is a such thing as the sacred whore.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
she
it
gets,
had to
she
be
gets
the
treated. Oh yes, and she's looked upon, but she's actually the most powerful form of a woman, even though she's treated like the worst of them. You know, and if you're in love with her and you want her to be yours, you probably hate her too. You know, that's a powerful woman. You know, the sacred whore. And this is a real word. You know, I told a sister about the sacred whore. She was one. You know, a prostitute that real powerful one, real intelligent one too. Because she always came, she still comes to see me. She don't call herself a prostitute, she called herself a sexual healer. I forgot what some words she called herself. But
right.
She knows that's what she do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She keep herself healthy. Cause usually a good pimp would make sure a good madam would make sure that the product of the women that selling their body was clean. But she mm-hmm. makes sure she keep herself clean. And if you notice, in all the scriptures, all religious books, you find the story of the sacred whore, you know, and particularly with Mary Magdalene with Jesus.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And you notice that these women are very, very spiritual. A lot of them be the top people at the church, you know? Mary Magdalene was definitely the one. And if you according to it, him and his mama were his ride or die.
Uh-huh.
You know, them the two that saved by Jesus. And
ride or die. But when his boys had fled, even disowned him. They followed. They were the first two to find him, too.
That's right.
Yep, after he...
So you always know.
You know. So... There's something to that. There's a reason why that is.
Yeah. If you think about it, them be the baddest people for you. Nobody gonna top your mama. You know what I'm saying? Your mama is, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't got a, unfortunately, if you don't got a mama that loves you, it's a lesson you gotta learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But shoot, that's who always had that back. Like you know, and most things are built off of those types because they'd have been treated and called the worst thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
looked upon badly on society, but they tend to be the most accountable people you'll find if you deal with them and give them a shot. You know,
much as people talk about them, that's the one the men run after though. Men want
that's
those
right.
type of women. A lot of men want some type of women like that. They'll risk everything they got at home for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
That
woman. That's
so
right.
They
hey.
Something to there's a science to that somewhere.
Hey, he might be the only one willing to give you immortality, brother.
Mm-hmm. 144 days. But she's going to do it for a price, though.
Yeah, she'll do it for a price. Yeah. But on the real, seriously, though, it'd be better to have that connection with the person where you can transcend on a spiritual plane.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you really want to go somewhere and travel out of the body, because when you advance with it, you know, you can take a person.
144 days.
And see, if you advance, I've done this before, you know, and it's frightening at first, but you touch and you experience each other without touching each other. You can only do this when you 100% connected with a person. It might be a lot harder if, you know, because to connect with somebody on this level, you can't be judging them. You can't be feeling
right.
away about them. You can't be
right.
Well, you don't trust them. They don't trust you. You have to feel this way. They have to feel this way.
Right.
You see, and I took my spiritual body, and we astrally traveled. And, man, it's exhilarating. The body's still there, but you connect and you make love spiritually without physical touching. It's amazing. But you have to be completely connected and on a different level. And it's good for me. It helps to have like to do a sacred initiatic plan helps out a lot. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you even smoking some good quality marijuana, if you're not a smoker, you eat a little cookie. That helps
mm-hmm.
out a lot with this process. Or a sacred mushroom, a sacred plant, because you got to be in a position where you're not in a rush for nothing. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
those plants slow you down, and they make the process
right.
slower. It's no rush. You're more in tune with these energies,
mm-hmm.
and you feel more in tune, and then you can make this type of connection. You know,
right.
If you got issues with each other, it's a spiritual thing to forgive each other. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's harder for a guy to forgive a woman. You know, it's much harder for us to do that. But it'll be essential to do it because it'll help on both plays. If you're going to be with her, forgive her. And if she's going to be
right.
with you, forgive her. It ain't even worth it. I mean,
right.
It's a
rental
guy.
And it's somebody with their hand up.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let me get this one. 860-890. Hello? You there?
Hello?
860-890. Well, I guess he had his hand up, but he ain't saying nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, close
hey,
it back up.
Hey, maybe that was his question. Yeah, what if she, you know, you got to let it go?
Yeah, you do.
You know?
If you're going to still deal with him, you do. You got to let him go. Let all that stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't no sense in dealing with somebody that you ain't let go of issues you had with him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. May have to do that. What's that movie, The Best Man?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that, you know, a lot of brothers look at that movie like, man, I don't know how he did that. But it's, you know, well, that's a tough one, though. I don't want to be faced with that lesson, but, hey, you can't pick your lesson sometimes. You got to be able to take
yeah,
them
that
all. That's what God can do. That's what God is doing.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, if you can't let it go, leave her alone. But don't
yep.
stay with her and keep punishing her, you know. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes just by forgiving somebody, you had your biggest ride for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody got your back better than anybody just because you forgave them. And that's what a lot of people be wanting anyway, is forgiveness. You know? That's a hard thing to do.
It is, especially in this situation, whatever you're dealing with. So, man. But, yeah, that was deep what you was talking about.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we gotta do the magic with each other, you know, and the different aspects of it, you know, not just for the healing, but even with magic, you know.
Right.
And that's a whole nother subject, but it's so much you can do when you're in tune with your queen and your queen is in tune with you, and it's too much mess. And that's the part of the thing, is to separate the sexes. Take away that power between the two. Take away that harmony.
That's what they've done.
Take away that
That's what they've done to us. Got us hating each other for nothing. You know?
But you can do more together. You know? Yeah. A lot of sisters mad at brothers, because really it's a man nature to have more than one woman. You know what I'm saying? The only way you're going to be able to have that more than one, you're going to have to practice sacred sexuality, tainted sex, because you can't be that God of the multiple sisters and can't control your seed. You can't do it. You know, and anybody that has the multiple.
That's
knows,
a tough act to follow these days. Well, just things are just so dysfunctional now, you know? That to maintain, everybody I know that tried the multiple wife lifestyle this day and age, it all fell apart.
Right.
It all fell apart. Because
of the
we're not mentally, you know, that lifestyle was taught while we were young. While it, you know, our ancestors, they were young and they were brought up in that. Now trying to get into it through all the crap that we experienced up until this point is hard, you know.
It's that Western mind.
And
it worked better for them not to allow us to do that. Not to, man, this thing, like I was studying the history of it. And, you know, myself, I mean, like a young man, the first thing a young man think about, oh, I get to get all this sex with all these different women. But it's deeper than that, because you got to be able to. And I think that will probably be the biggest challenge for me to have multiple wives is I don't know if I can manage all of them emotions and personalities.
That's it. We're not. It's so much baggage that we are carrying that the emotional part is the problem.
That's right.
You know, we got a lot of baggage. And the women got baggage, you know. We got baggage, and trying to maintain that. How do you manage other women without them being jealous? Because right now they have instilled a spirit of jealousy in us towards each
other. That's right.
No matter who you are, it's a spirit of jealousy out there. You know, even in just the information, we get jealous of somebody getting more credit for something that, and we sitting on the sidelines, you know, just stuff like that.
That's right.
So
it's
a lot of baggage out there. Then you're trying to manage more than one woman with all of that baggage.
And you know,
and you got baggage.
That's right. And you know, I've heard this. I mean, you know, I've heard this from lots of different sisters. That when they start living together, their cycles all come on at the same time. Because a lot of the brothers will have different women and different homes. Because everybody's cycle come on they start, the cycles start coming on at the same time. You know? And so now if you got that going on, that means that you're going to have everybody having their emotional highs and lows at the same time.
Maybe that's why in the Old Testament the women went away from the camp during that time. Took a break.
They
took a hiatus until they got straight. You know, that might be the reason why. You know?
Right. And in fact, like, you're not supposed to, and it's a lot of reasons for, polygamy, a lot of reasons. Because a woman,
plus nation building is number one.
Number one.
Nation building.
And from a health standpoint, a woman is supposed to have a baby like once every 2 years. 4 years would be better. Because on a health level, a woman is not supposed to have sex while she's pregnant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You find this nowhere in nature, animals having sex pregnant. They don't do it. It weakens the offspring. And I know the doctors tell you to do it because what it does is it actually can help bring the baby on. So that's one thing about it. But then it can weaken the lining and it weakens the child. So that's why in nature, even with the start of polygamy, you're not supposed to have sex with a woman while she's pregnant. So that was the main reason why they did that. And you're not supposed to do it while she breastfeeds. Even though they say, well, it's a birth control method, but it's a reason why the ancients didn't do it. And the ancients were closer to nature, you know. Now, we're doing it now because God
is
forced to
do
it now. Yeah, you know, one man, one woman. And if you, it's not natural because we always looking at different women. It's just a natural thing. You know, everybody's dad and granddaddy did it. It's because that's closer to nature. But then you talk, and you have to create laws and things to prevent people to deal with their own nature. Because I promise you, every day, I talk to sisters, and guess what? They're number one complaining. I can see it on their eyes. When they come in my office, my man cheating on me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's actually a natural thing to it, you know, because it happens
they
so
haven't
often.
Come
it's
to
just
accept
like a women.
That. They haven't
it's
come
like a,
to accept
a woman
that.
Being, yeah, it's like a woman being extremely emotional. They don't know as guys dealing with the, you know, the emotional baggage. And that's something that most women do. It's a innate thing. It's a natural thing. And so, like, you be like telling sisters, don't be acting so emotional.
Right.
You have to understand outside her nature. And it's a reason why we rule by eyesight. You know, it's a reason for that. But we forced to do things another way, you know. And so this is why they had the polygamy, because different, you know what I'm saying? So you have while one woman pregnant, then you have this other sister. And before long, this man got a whole army. And so like the cops or anybody or anything couldn't just run up and just say, hey, I want to arrest you when you got a 1,000 sons, 2,000 grandsons. It kept peace between nations too. You know, I might send one of my daughters to marry one of your sons, and you do the same. And so, like, if anything ever came in the future, nobody could fight because they'd be going against their own family members. You see, now it's 2019, in the last couple hundred years, all the wars, the mercenary wars, wars of high up killers, you know, where usually everything was basically family based.
Right.
You know, that's how these dynasties and all these things were able to flourish. Now it's a centralized government. It's a different type of thing now, you know, where people just fighting for political interest. It ain't really no nation things going. It ain't no nation fighting going.
Mm-hmm.
It's more political thing.
Yeah. Hey man, it's 11:05. I know you got an appointment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Well, so, brother. So we'll be back in the game next week.
Next week. All right, I'm going to post this up on Facebook. All right, man. Peace.
Yeah. Peace to the God.
Peace.
Peace.